Mary Zimmerman's metamorphosis, winner of the Drama Desk Award and a Tony Award nominee, dives headfirst into the thrilling, sometimes terrifying world of Greek and Roman mythology. It runs through Sunday at the Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Theatre in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. From King Midas's golden curse to the heartbreaking journey of Orpheus and Eurysides, these iconic myths are reimagined with bold theatricality and a visually stunning set featuring a central pool of water where gods descend, lovers vanish, and mortals are forever changed. Directed by Isadora Wolf, former associate artistic director and resident director of Sleep No More, the production is physical, poetic, and charged with emotional power. Metamorphosis is a gripping night of theater, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Isadora Wolf to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of WAMC and your show.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. Thank you so much. We also welcome Greg Edelman. Greg is playing Midas and narrator one, Apollo, and others, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Greg to the program, who I believe you've been on the show before.
I have, and I want to echo what Isadora said. I just love your show. Whenever I drive up here from New York City, I'm excited when I get to the point where all of a sudden I can get your signal. So it's just such a great station. So I'm glad to be on with you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's really wonderful, yeah, the work you're doing and have been doing for several weeks now in the Berkshires. Isadora, tell us the story, the origin story of how this came to be a project that you got involved with and brought to the Berkshire Theatre Group.
Yeah, I wish that I could say that I pitched it myself, but a longtime collaborator, the amazing David Auburn, who I've worked with mostly as a movement director and a performer, suggested the work to me. At first, I thought that it was to movement direct for him or to be in it. And then he said, no, I think this is a good project for you to direct. So that started it. And immediately, of course, I read the script. I went and watched the original version. And I was just so hooked and so excited and had some initial conversations with him and my designers about my ideas for it. And it seemed, I think David, knowing me really well over, you know, the past 5, 6, 7 years working together, it seemed like a really good fit in terms of telling a story through the body and through words. That's where it came from.
And the story of wanting to tell it now certainly plays into it, I would think, right?
Yes, absolutely. I am guessing that probably at any moment in time, one could say, this is a great story to tell now, just as we do about everything.
Right, yes.
These are hard times. Yeah, but I do feel really personally over the past couple of years, I feel a lot of this pressure in the world that we're either in an enormous change or on the brink of an enormous change. And to a point, you know, I have two small kids, and I remember about a year ago, one of my kids said to me, are humans going to go extinct just like the dinosaurs did? And I wish I could say, as a mom, I said, absolutely not. We've got it all figured out. But I sort of stumbled through my answer and realized that we seem to be, I think, at a turning point of some kind. You well know in your profession, we know in ours, that things are changing outside of our professions at a very alarming rate. And then we're all trying to hold on to our writing, our dancing, our theater, our families, all of these things which we find so essential. And so going back to this story, which is thousands of years old, I mean, there's Ovid's, you know, his his poem, his epic poem, but then he was recounting stories that were thousands of years older. So when we go back and we're able to see that humans have been grappling with this since the dawn of civilization, I think that there is a real comfort in it, that hopefully we can get through this.
Greg, what has it been like for you to take on these various roles and a very powerful piece overall?
Yeah, well, I think it's when Isidore first called me and said, "Hey, would you be interested?" And we had worked together before, and we like working together. I think I could say that, right, Isidore?
Yes,
we have a good time together.
Yeah, put her on the spot.
Yeah.
But sure, that's
so anyway,
good.
Yeah, so she sent me the script, and when I read it, the thing that struck me immediately was the beautiful language. I studied mythology. I was just lucky to. I don't know. Maybe it was my generation, but we studied mythology in high school extensively, and so I was familiar with these stories. But when I read the play, the language was so beautiful. But then I began to think about it as on a personal level. For example, the Midas myth is very much it's a story of greed, of course, as we all know. But at the same time, it's a story, as Mary Zimmerman has written it and Ovid. That it's a story about being a parent and loving your child and that power, you know, overtaking the power of greed. And so I began to see not only is it a beautiful script, but it was a script that I could really connect with personally. And that's when I was really hooked. I was like, oh, I really, really want to say these words and, you know, play these scenes.
Isidore, talk a little bit about me. Mary Zimmerman's script and the power of those words as Greg just described.
Yeah, there's both a very eloquent, poetic nature to her language, and then also there are elements of it being quite contemporary and funny and real. And I feel that she combines these two tones pretty seamlessly, and the result, it just gets right to, as a lot of the Greeks, when we read the Greeks, any of the myths, they get to right to the heart of the message. The way that she is able to frame these myths for us and let the viewer, the reader, do the work, the interpretation, it reads to me, it's the same feeling that I get as a trained dancer. It's the feeling that I get from watching dance, or the feeling that I get from seeing visual art, where something is shown to us and then we are able to interpret it through our own lens, like a dream or like one of those visual mediums. And she's able to do that in her writing, which is so extraordinary. And the other, I think, really remarkable thing is out of the 250s or 70s or something myths that Ovid recorded, she chose these, depending on how you look at it, these nine myths. And I find the choice of them to be very, very significant, and so important, and the order that they're in. And not until I kept reading it and reading it and reading it, not until I was able to get into the room and work with the actors did I start to really fully understand the order that she put them in as well, which was quite genius, I think, in terms of the arc of the evening.
Metamorphosis runs through Sunday at the Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. You can find out more information by going to berkshiretheatergroup.org. The play, Isidore, has been up and running for a few weeks now, and I'm curious, this is the final opportunity for people to see it, the last week of performances. Give me a sense of what the audience reaction has been and what you have learned from them in this process, a question I will ask Greg in a moment as well.
Yeah, it's been quite rewarding, and I had said this to the actors. This was a piece that by the end, by our final day of tech in the theater, I really strongly felt in my gut, you know, I felt the work on every single actor's part. It was such an ensemble work with cast and crew, designers. It felt like there was so much integrity and attention paid to every single moment that we really wrought out what we wanted to do with it. I felt so proud and so sort of complete and satisfied, and rare for me, but I thought, I hope that the audience likes this, but I think what we've done is what artists are supposed to do, which is put our art out there and then let people think what they want to think. That being said, of course, I got to opening night and was just sitting there sweating mess, hoping everybody loved it.
That's normal.
And they have rewarded us with being so moved. It's a really moving piece, and the performers, the ensemble, really my collaborators in it, are so incredible and invested and committed, and so unique, each one of them. So that's a thing that every person I speak to afterwards talks about is the cast. Much more so, you know, you'd think everyone would be talking about the water and the pool.
Right.
Because we used it as our container from day one in rehearsal, it really seamlessly has blended in, I think. But, you know, I just want to say before the end of this interview, Greg was, I have thought of Greg immediately when I read the script, and then it took me weeks and weeks and weeks to get up the nerve to ask him. He's one of the master actors, I feel, that I know. And he and others ground the show with a storytelling ability that's just so magnificent and superb. I hope that people see it, and everyone I know that has gotten to see the work of these beautiful artists.
Greg, give us a sense of what it has been like to do this with an audience and to feel what they're feeling as you're portraying these various roles.
Sure. Well, it's, you know, it's interesting. It may be a little cliche, actually, to say that, you know, in the theater, the last sort of character you add is always the audience. And you always have sort of a sense of, in rehearsal and studying and for the performance, what you expect it to be, but you never really know until you put it in front of an audience, kind of what you had. And actually, Isadora and I talked in rehearsal sometimes where I'd say, you know, I think maybe I should be playing this a little lighter, because I think we have a long way to go, and maybe I shouldn't be embracing the dark colors so much of a scene or whatever. And she would say, oh, I don't know, she was so great and supportive. Like, don't worry about it. Just if you want to try that, try that. Anyway, my point is, when we added the audience, it was very interesting to see how a scene like, to get back to Midas, it's the first scene, one of the first scenes of the play, a scene like that can be humorous and be, you know, really strikingly sad, and it's all within like 4 minutes. And sometimes it actually can go back and forth. And the amazing thing is the audience is so with us. Now, Grant, if anyone's been to the Unicorn, I hope everyone has been, but if anyone's been there, they know that it's a very intimate theater. So you could really tell if the audience is with you and in what way they're with you. And this audience, the audiences have been with us, and they've informed me many times on how far I can go with a lightness and a humor, or maybe play with a little more, you know, other colors, you know, whatever. I don't want to get too actory here, but if the audience has added so much more, I think, than in some other shows where it's like, oh, this is a farce, or oh, this is a tragedy, because this show does so many things. It's so entertaining, so light, so beautiful, so romantic, you know, it's so many things. And the audience has been able to inform us of, that's okay, do more of that. We like that, we're with you, and go for it. And that's a wonderful thing, especially, like I said, in such an intimate theater like a Unicorn.
In what you just said, a chunk of language hit my ear, which was, what way they are with you. Describe that a bit.
Well, you know, it's sometimes you can tell, I don't know, you being an audience member, you're at a show and people are shifting around in their seats, you know. Years ago, I worked with a really, really historic director, Hal Prince.
Yeah.
And he talked to us. He talked to us one time. He said, oh, no, you know where I like to watch the show? I like to watch the show from the back of the main floor because I can look at the back of the heads of the audience. And if they start moving, you know, most of the time they're still at the very beginning of a show. But once you get to a certain point where they start moving, that's the part of the show where you have to start looking at changing it, you know. And so my point is with that is that this is an audience. When you look out, because I do direct address quite a bit to the audience, they are just with you and so you know, wrapped with what you're saying. And even if they may not be laughing, you see their the little glints of smile or the looks of like, oh my God, this poor man is going through this or that. You know, it's quite lovely because it changes through the show too, because they go on this little ride with us. And it really, it gets back to Mary Zimmerman's writing. She wrote a piece that's got all these different kinds of colors. So it's not a heavy night. It's like life. It's all kinds of things, you know, not to get all poetic, but that's really what it is, which what makes it so wonderful to play, you know, every night with these wonderful actors too. So it's just it's like life.
Greg Edelman,
I guess what theater should be.
Indeed, absolutely. Greg Edelman stars in Metamorphosis. It's directed by Isadora Wolf. It runs through Sunday at the Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, which Greg's absolutely right. A beautiful, incredible, intimate place to see a show. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org for more information. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. Isadora and Greg, an absolute pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Enjoy your last week together. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.